Live streaming, the act of broadcasting a video to the internet in close to real time, is quickly becoming a staple tool of 21st century protesters. From Occupy Wall Street to the Egyptian election last week to the Russian election this week, activists use cell phones as weapons of transparency, not only documenting but broadcasting events as they happen. Bamboozer is a live streaming mobile app out of Sweden with more than 2 million downloads. Måns Adler is co-founder of Bamboozer. He also trains activists in its use. Welcome to On the Media.
Thank you very much.
A lot of people think of live streaming as a paragon of objectivity. Is this really the case?
No, but it's definitely much harder to fake. I mean, it has the potential of validating things that a lot of other tools has a hard time of validating. Since Twitter is only text, it's very hard for a news editor to validate if someone writes that there is 100,000 people on Tahrir Square at the moment. However, if they are live streaming, then a news editor will be able to send a real-time chat saying, can you broadcast to the right? And they will validate that this is going on right here, right now.
You founded Bamboozer in 2007. What motivated you then?
The vision was to democratize the technology of broadcasting. The traditional business model for broadcasting video costs several dollars a second. All of a sudden, you had everything on your phone. You had a camera. You had an internet connection. And boom, all of a sudden, you could do the same with your mobile phone.
How was the technology first applied?
There were soccer moms streaming live from soccer games. There were people handing out real-time live lectures, so students away from the university could ask questions and interact. A lot of nonprofit organizations picked up the tool here in Sweden. A lot of the political parties started to do press conferences, and it sort of moved over during the last years to more activists. Live streaming provides them the opportunity to not be afraid of losing their content. Because in scenarios where you're protesting and police may confiscate your phones, doing a live stream, the content is already out there on the web.
Have you seen any of the live streaming translate into tangible results?
We have several scenarios of this. For example, a guy that we actually met in Egypt, Tarek Shalabi, he was live streaming a protest outside the Israeli embassy in the beginning of June. He got arrested together with 12 other people. He kept on streaming while the police were arresting them. He even managed to get his phone into his pocket before they took it away from him. You can hear everything they say. And they were actually collaborating with the Egyptian army, which was the first time anybody heard that.
In Egypt, there is loyalty towards the army and a great deal of hostility towards the police, so this would seem like a betrayal.
Exactly. And so this live stream were picked up by Al Jazeera, and it was such a huge thing on the news, even before the police had managed to get those 13 people to the police station. So the head of the police station, so afraid of all the media attacking him, he just say, we have to let them go.
By the time they got to the station, there was so much media clamor that they were released?
Exactly.
Wow, that's fast work. What is the relationship between news outlets and this live streaming?
A lot of news outlets pick up our videos, use it around their websites or even in their traditional broadcasting scenarios. We have deals with all the public broadcasters in Scandinavia and also a couple of the private ones. When the bomb exploded in Oslo in 22nd of July this year, there was a person starting a live broadcast and what the bomb had taken out, and that video was directly picked up by the Danish national broadcaster. So it took 4 minutes from he started his broadcast until that broadcast was live on the television in Denmark.
Do you have a record of everyone who downloads Bamboozer?
Everybody who registered an account, we can sort of see what kind of email address they have used, but that's about it.
I wanted to ask you because I wondered whether you're seeing a trend that might predict where the next set of public protests may be occurring.
We're receiving a lot of videos from Russia, Syria, from the Emirates that many don't know about. And of course, a lot of Occupy Wall Street movements.
So in a way, this live streaming provides a portrait of protest.
Absolutely. It's sort of like taking the temperature on a political level on what's going on our planet right here, right now.
Mons, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mons Adler is the co-founder of the live streaming video platform Bamboozer.